Allocations do not match the level of need presenting in schools, and many children are simply falling through the cracks. The government has done little to address this and have instead introduced programmes without much forethought or consultation. The Hot Meals programme, for example, is being extended, with Minister Humphrey stating, "I want to see every primary school child in the country receiving a hot meal in 2025. Yet there has been little consideration of the fact that many schools are struggling for space and facilities as it is, particularly rural schools. I have never come across a primary school with a canteen in Donegal, and I doubt that most would have the facilities or accessibility to deliver meals. Primary schools are struggling to pay for cleaners as it is, meaning that the expectation will once again fall on teachers to facilitate and clean up after hot meals. The government needs to invest significantly to ensure better facilities in our schools. Many are operating in completely unsuitable circumstances. The Glebe National School in Donegal Town, for example, has been waiting on a modular classroom for over a year now. The application was submitted in March 2023, and it was expected that the classroom would be available in September 2023. It is now the end of 2024 school year, and there is still no sign. Over the last year, children have been taught in completely unsuitable conditions. The special education teacher at the school works out of a kitchen, and the EAL lessons take place in a space under the stairs or in a hallway. This is what the Minister should be prioritising, ensuring that children and teachers have access to safe and suitable learning environments, and that the sufficient resources and supports are available.